Yes, I am the world. I'm John Batchelor with David Davenport of the Hoover Institution with his colleague, the late Professor Gordon Lloyd. I've written Equality of Opportunity. Ronald Reagan, 1968, 13% of the nation is judged poor, poverty. 1980, the election of 80, 13% of the nation is judged poor, poverty. No movement whatsoever. And Reagan quipped, poverty won in the war on poverty. So we
declared a war on poverty and poverty won.
Poverty won. God, he was quick. He was. However, he did have a vision of what he wanted to achieve. And it was not the spending, but the opportunity. He was keen on that. And he was so keen that he came up with, quote, an American opportunity society in which all of us will go forward together, arm in arm. Was that convincing to the Congress? Did that work, David?
First of all, Reagan was the first one president that really pushed back toward the founders' view of equality, which is it's the role of government to get out of the way and let individuals have their own equality. But government, his approach to that was to try to beat back government regulation, reduce taxes, put more money in individuals' pockets so that they could make more choices. And so it was a large economic package of things that Reagan wanted to implement that he thought would raise all ships, including those who were unemployed, those who were poor. So rather than targeting groups, as Johnson had done, he said, let's try to raise all ships and create more opportunity for everyone, including the poor. And frankly, the Congress was not as helpful because he ended up with some larger spending problems because they wouldn't make the cuts that he wanted to make. And so he was not able to accomplish everything he wanted to. But I think he did rhetorically, if not actually, really change the equality conversation back to the sort of thing that the founders were interested in, which is equality is something that people ought to be able to enjoy on their own rather than have government attempt to create. And Reagan was very clear that he thought that Johnson's approach of trying to have government plan how people would be brought out of poverty was just something government wasn't very good at, for one thing, and wasn't the right thing to be doing in a free society.
The zeitgeist had changed profoundly by 1980. You mentioned, yes, Charles Murray's book, Losing Ground, and you mentioned that New Deal liberalism was a spent force. Reagan's counter-revolution, as you call it, did it also come to being a spent force here in the 21st century? Is that what we're living through, David?
Well, I think it has still been viable until the Trump era. And of course, the emphasis now for conservatives has changed very dramatically since the Trump era. But I think Reagan conservatism had a good long run. I mean, I think you could trace its origin back to the 1950s with Russell Kirk, with William Buckley, National Review, the 1960s, Barry Goldwater. Reagan's own coming out and coming of age was his own speech in the Goldwater campaign. And I think it had a very strong run, the economics of it, even through the Bush, two Bush administrations. And I think it's only been since Trump that we've fallen on times where the Reagan approach is just not as well regarded.
Spending, spending, spending. So it's the other side of COVID now. What?
Yes.
What of the word equality? How did it turn into the word equity? What does that mean?
You know, one of the ironies, John, is we thought we were writing a kind of a history book, in a sense, about an important American term of philosophy, American philosophy, and to trace it through the years. And suddenly, while we were working on the book, Black Lives Matter, social justice movements, equality in the air, businesses attacked, the arts attacked, everything attacked. If they're not following strictly rules about equality and equity, this term equity comes out of nowhere to be used in some cases alongside equality, in some cases to replace equality. We think we know what equality of opportunity means. We're not sure what equity means, to be honest. I mean, if you look it up in the dictionary, it has to do with investing. And I'm not sure the people who use the term equity have given us a clear understanding of it, but it certainly has become popular. It seems to be, at the very least, a stronger marketing term than equality. but what it actually means, I think, is pretty hard to figure out.
The book is Equality of Opportunity, a century, several centuries of debate. David yes. Davenport of the Hoover Institution and the late Professor Gordon Lloyd. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Nash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.